As we prepare to receive God's word, let us join our hearts in prayer. God of abundant life, your grace is our daily bread. Nourish us by your word and fill us with your spirit so that we may grow in faith and love through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Old Testament reading is from Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there, your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. That I know very well. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. This too is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I don't know if any of you remember the story of Ferdinand. Anybody know this one? Okay. So it's an old children's book, obviously. It was written in 1936. And within 2 years, by 1938, it had become the top-selling book in the United States. Not the top-selling children's book. The top-selling any book. It surpassed Gone with the Wind that year. So the main character, Ferdinand, is a bull who lives in Spain, but he doesn't much care for bull fighting. So all the other little bulls he lived with would run and jump and butt their heads together. But not Ferdinand. He liked to sit just quietly and smell the flowers. He had a favorite spot out in the pasture under a cork tree. It was his favorite tree, and he would sit in its shade all day and smell the flowers. Sometimes his mother, who was a cow, would worry about him. She was afraid he would be lonesome all by himself. "Why don't you run and play with the other little bulls and skip and butt your head?" she said. But Ferdinand would shake his head. I like it better here where I can sit just quietly and smell the flowers. So Ferdinand's mother understands. She wants her little bull to be happy, so she kind of lets it go. And Ferdinand, of course, grows up. He grows into a big, strong bull, but still not acting like all the other big, strong bulls. And then one day, five men come along to try to pick out a bull for the upcoming bull fight in Madrid. And that's when all the other bulls start to really put on a show. They're trying to show off how big and strong and fast they are. You know, pick me. And Ferdinand doesn't care about all that, so he heads on over for his favorite tree, and he sits down, but he accidentally sits on a bumblebee. And it stings him. Wow, did it hurt. Ferdinand jumped up with a snort. He ran around puffing and snorting and butting and pawing the ground as if he were crazy. And so, what do you know? He gets picked for the bullfight. He has been mistaken for the fiercest bull in the bunch. And are those five men disappointed when Ferdinand gets to the bullfight, sits down in the middle of the arena, and starts quietly smelling the flowers and all the ladies' hair? They eventually have to just take him back home, and he goes on back to his favorite tree. Ferdinand is finally able to be himself again. In his little world where bulls are expected to act one way, where all the other bulls are showing off, trying to get attention, trying to get picked for the big day, he just wants to sit under a shade tree and smell the flowers. Have you ever felt like a Ferdinand? Like the world wants you to look or act a certain way, say the right words, be the strongest, the toughest, the thickest skin, but you don't always fit the mold of those expectations? Not all of us are as self-aware and confident as the little bull Ferdinand. Sometimes instead of finding our shade tree and going on with life, being the person God really made us to be, we bend over backwards to try to fit in and to fit those expectations that the world has. This week we continue reading this portion of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Jesus keeps talking about hypocrites here. Don't be like them, he says. And in this passage, the hypocrites are people who disfigure their faces. The topic is fasting, which is probably one of the least popular spiritual disciplines in this day and age, especially for us kind of mainline Christians. Truly, in my book, this pandemic will be over when we can have a church potluck. That's all I want right now. And it's the opposite of fasting. But in the first century, fasting was normal and common. It could be something you did as an individual, something a whole community decides to do together. And people would usually fast either during times of grief or repentance. It was a sign that things are not the way they should be, and we need God's help. So Jesus says, whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces in order to show others that they are fasting. When you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret." When you read that, it almost sounds like Jesus is suggesting that while you fast, which is again usually a sign of grief or repentance, it's a hard time. Sounds like he's saying you should put on a happy face, pretend everything is fine, which many of you are, I am sure, very good at. It is a cultural icon for us, this everything is fine-ness. How are you? Yes, you're fine. You're great. But Jesus is pretty clear that it's the ones who are disfiguring their faces, trying to appear in a way that is not genuine, whose behavior is a problem. The hypocrites in question must think that they have to prove themselves somehow, that they have to earn their way into holiness, what with the extra long prayers and the standing on street corners, sounding a trumpet anytime they share a dollar. And now this, they need everyone to know how holy they are, how diligent they are in their fasting. But it's really all a show, just for attention. They come off as pretty arrogant, but I'm actually starting to feel sorry for these hypocrites. Because showing off like this is usually really a sign of insecurity. It is insecurity that leads people to puff up their chest and try to tell everybody how great they are. They need that outside affirmation because deep down they are worried that they are not enough. So they disfigure their faces, alter their lives right down to their physical appearance to try to fit in or get ahead, which can be a risky road to travel. It lends itself toward dangerous perfectionism, feelings of failure, unhealthy relationships not based in reality, or at worst, conditions like eating disorders or self-harm. Don't do it, Jesus says. Put oil on your head and wash your face. Doesn't mean put on a happy face and pretend that everything is fine. It means be confident and humble in who you are and whose you are. You think you have to disfigure your face in order to make it in this world? Not with God, and not with us. Put oil on your head and wash your face. It's not a chore, it's freedom. You can wake up every morning knowing that you are claimed and loved by God. You do not have to pretend to be something or someone you are not. You do not have to prove yourself worthy. And isn't that a relief? Because we really couldn't if we tried. Put oil on your head and wash your face. Trust that your God really sees you. The Lord has searched you and known you, seeing when you sit down and when you rise. The Lord can discern your thoughts, your circumstances, all those impossible decisions that you have to make. And the Lord even knows the words on your tongue before you can speak them. Where can you go from God's Spirit? Where can you flee from His presence? Wherever you are, and however you find yourself, your God is holding you fast, seeing you for who you really are, and loving you completely. So put oil on your head and wash your face. Thanks be to God. Amen.